our next guest. Hopefully we'll fill in some blanks for us. Chris Sheridan writes for SheridanHoops.com and is covering the ongoing negotiations between the players and the owners as we speak. Chris, Jody Mack here. How you been, bud?
Great, Jody. How you been? Long time no speak. Can we turn back to bowling for a second?
Yes, at least the Pro Bowling Tour is ongoing, which the same can't be said for the NBA. Know they're meeting today. Any movement whatsoever? Any closer to getting an agreement, or are they just doing this now because they feel they have to?
Well, Jody, right now the calendar is pushing them. They'd really like to start on Christmas Day, and Christmas Day is 30 days away. And David Stern has said it's going to take about 30 days to, from the time we have a handshake agreement to the time we can open a season. And so that's what's brought the sides back together tonight for the first time in 2 weeks. The people up there negotiating tonight are the same people that have been negotiating the deal all along. It's David Stern and Adam Silver and Peter Holt, the owner of the Spurs. They're on the owner's side. And for the players, it's Derek Fisher and Mo Evans and Billy Hunter. And then both sides have their top support lawyers in there. So even though the union has filed a disclaimer and really is no longer a union, it's the union guys up there that are doing the talking tonight. So we're kind of right back where we were 2 weeks ago, and they are picking up where they left off. Remember, David Stern had said, the next time we talk to them, we're going to have a new offer on the table, and we're going to be asking for 53%. And that's not the case now. They're picking up where they broke off 2 weeks ago, trying once again to push this thing across the finish line. And look, Jody, they're 99% of the way there, and they were 99% of the way there 2 weeks ago. But what went wrong was, in my opinion, David Stern he let Billy Hunter leave the last negotiating session without having his endorsement. And when you're 99% of the way there and you've got a deal on the table where you're getting $3 billion more over 10 years than what you were getting under the previous deal, you got to find a way to close it. And I think David Stern made a mistake in letting Billy Hunter walk away 2 weeks ago without having Hunter's endorsement. And that's why we've gotten to the point where we are now. But, again, the NBA would love to open on Christmas Day. It carries a little cachet to it. And there'd be a tremendous build-up over the next 30 days with all the rosters that need to be filled out. And there's more than 100 free agents out there. And a bunch of guys got to get out of the EuroLeague and get out of China and come back over. But, if that could all happen in 30 days if the sides can iron out the few remaining system differences that they have. And certainly they've been up there now as we speak about 10 and a half hours, and judging from the way these things have gone in the past, they'll probably come out in the middle of the night and say, well, we're going to meet again tomorrow at noon and see if we can, keep making a little progress. And that'll leave it 29 days till Christmas. And, when David Stern says we need 30 days, you can give them a little leeway and say they can do it 28 or 27. So, frankly, it's a key weekend because opening on Christmas would bring, like I said, a little bit of cachet with it, Jody, and the networks
would like that too. They ESPN, ABC, and TBS certainly want those games on Christmas. So I understand you're talking about the calendar and the like. You said that it's back to the guys who have been negotiating it all along. The lawyers had been in there the last couple of days because a couple of lawsuits had been filed against each side to try and, flex some muscles and show that they mean what they're saying and that they're going to negotiate this hard right down to the finish line. So you're telling me all the legalese is out of the way and it's now back to just getting that last 1% or 2% of the deal done?
Well, that's where they are tonight. But in the background is the fact that the players have filed an antitrust suit against the owners. They've disclaimed interest, which has the effect of disbanding the union. So the union technically doesn't even exist right now. And, there's antitrust laws in this country that says you can't have a business with a monopoly unless your workers are unionized. And the basketball players are no longer unionized, so they have the right to sue the owners. And that's added a little bit of leverage onto the players' side because the owners, number one, a majority of the owners want to have a deal and have a season. There's definitely a very vocal and a pretty large minority that wants to play hardball and wouldn't mind losing the season, but it's not a majority, Jody. And those guys also don't want to leave themselves open for triple damages, which is what you're risking when you're a defendant in an antitrust suit. So maybe that's one of the things that pushes them toward a settlement. But the lawyers that are fighting the antitrust suit on the player side, they're not here at the talks tonight. Like I said, it's just the main guys who are normally negotiating the deal, and that means they're up there talking turkey. So are there any smoke signals coming out? No. David Stern just walked through the lobby about a half hour ago looking I don't want to say disheveled, but a little more rumpled than we're used to seeing him. And who knows what that means. The other piece of news coming out tonight is that the owners' labor relations committee is having a conference call, and they would only do that if they're going to be changing their offer. So, if you read the tea leaves there a little bit, they wouldn't be having a call if they weren't ready to make an adjustment.
If there wasn't something to do. Agreed.
That's a be here if they didn't expect to get a better offer. So here we are.
That's an excellent point. Chris Sheridan here with us on the Nick and Artie Show. Last thing, Chris, the PR battle, to be won, to be lost. You're around the NBA fans all the time, catching them on Twitter and the like, and you're hearing what the fans are saying. Is there a winner or a loser at this time? Does one of the two sides feel pressure because they think the fans are with them or against them? Or has the somewhat apathetic nature of the fans caused this to maybe move in the middle and get a deal done?
You know, it's going to be interesting to judge that when we come out of this. Because let's say we do come out of it and they play a 66-game season that starts on Christmas. Is there going to be an all-forgiven moment amongst the fans? You know, the NFL had that when they settled. Because they only lost one exhibition game, but the NBA has already compromised the integrity of their season, and there's a lot of fair-weather fans that have they've already said, you know what, I'm turning my back on this sport. It's been great for the last 2-3 years, you know, following the first the Lakers-Celtics finals, and then the decision, and then Miami making it all the way to the finals. And a lot of fair-weather fans started paying attention to the NBA again, but those fans have really been turned off by this labor dispute. And those are the same fans that can turn away and walk away and not come back. So I think the PR battle's been lost on both sides by allowing it to get to this point. And the other thing is, they are so close, and they've been so close, like I said, 99% of the way, that it's just illogical on so many different levels for them not to be able
we'll
to close
see if,
it out.
That, Chris, that, we'll see if they can get that last 10% done. Chris, appreciate you checking in. That's Chris Sheridan, SheridanHoops.com. On the ongoing NBA negotiation, we may see hoops again soon.